From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in six U.S. states cast primary election ballots. U.S. media say former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton already has amassed the support of enough delegates to gain the Democratic Party nomination, but her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, is giving no sign that he's ready to quit. Along with New Jersey and California, voters went to the polls in Montana, New Mexico, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of the election in the eastern state of New Jersey, where the polls closed about 2 hours ago. Clinton has also taken the lead in early returns from South Dakota and New Mexico. Sanders is the projected winner in North Dakota. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke Tuesday evening at a victory rally in New York. Trump told a cheering crowd that his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, in his words, turned the State Department into her own private hedge fund. He accused Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, of selling access and government contracts in order to enrich themselves, and suggested Hillary Clinton used a private email server when she was Secretary of State to hide it. Trump also said he would soon give a major speech about the Clintons. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city town, of Torun. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country. Since the end of communism, troops parachuted Tuesday into a training area in the city with the objective of securing a bridge over the river Vistula. More than 20 NATO members and states began their 10-day exercises. This is VOA News. The European Court of Justice has ruled that European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the Schengen zone, the continent's 26-nation passport-free area. It said arrests could be made of non-EU migrants if they are suspected of committing a crime. Earlier, the European Union unveiled plans for sealing agreements with African and Middle East countries in another effort to curb migration into Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making the EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay close to home and discouraging them from looking for jobs in Europe. Here is European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans.
We propose to first launch compacts with a limited number of priority countries: Jordan, Lebanon, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, Mali, and Ethiopia. We will also increase our engagement with Tunisia and Libya.
Frans Timmermans spoke at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France. The United Kingdom and Australia have joined the United States in warning of a possible terrorist attack in South Africa. Anita Powell reports.
The U.S. Embassy sounded the alarm on Saturday by warning that Islamic State militants may target South African malls. Britain and Australia followed suit Monday. None of the foreign governments specified where the threat came from, though the U.S. Embassy described the threat as specific and credible. The nation's state security ministry waited 2 days after the American warning to issue a brief statement that said, basically, don't panic. State Security Minister David Mashlobo said, "We remain a strong and stable democratic country, and there is no immediate danger posed by the alert." Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. The UNHCR says attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the town of Bosso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the Difa region. A spokesman says those fleeing the town are mainly walking westward to the town of Tumur. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties. The two also discussed strategies for implementing the Global Climate Change Agreement reached last year in Paris. In a joint appearance with President Obama, Mr. Modi noted that the two governments have been cooperating on a range of issues of global concern, including nuclear security and terrorism, as well as climate change. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.